1-800-878-7979.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Here's how we roll. If we trip your switch and you have something to add, oh, call. 800-259-5791. I don't care about your stripes, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, and just not willing to pick a party. I can't play on either team. I can't play on any of the teams. I guess that's called an independent, although most independents typically slant Democratic. Things have changed in Independentville, however. In the midterm elections, there were a lot of independents that voted some of the Tea Partiers in, some of the Republicans, so they weren't leaning toward the normal direction of a little bit more Democratic. Do you believe it's 2011 and we're this close? If you can't see my fingers, they're pretty close together. We're this close to 2012. I found out some great stuff about the presidential elections that I will share with you later in the week. But in the meantime, we have a ton of stuff to jam on right from the get-go. There was a prank call to the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, whose name has now become really super big, because even the young people, when I say young people, like my 10-year-old nephew knows who he is, because they were looking him up on the internet to play the prank phone call. We're going to do that for you in our third segment. He was pranked, and he ate it hook, line, and sinker. And the disturbing part, I think, of the whole thing is some of the things that he said in the prank call, of course, kicking the unions and just saying that we were going to plant somebody and among the union folks we could find out what's happening. I think the craziest deal is how the governor was lured in, because the caller identified himself as a conservative billionaire named David Koch. I'm not going to give you all the details right at the top, but the guy was really the editor of a liberal online newspaper. But the thing that's interesting is, how do you get duped into revealing a few things, like discussing how you want to chop out the unions with some kind of salty language with a guy that has pumped money into your campaign that you know? How do you not know his voice? How do you not know what he would be like on the phone? Obviously, he had to have had conversations, because the word is that he's tight with this billionaire, which is part of the reason why the gatekeepers or the aides let him through in the first place. How do you not know that? Unless he was just so darn good, but I can't believe that he was. It's like, not ventriloquist, it's like people that do impersonations who can do somebody dead on, and they're really dead on. But you still, the lingo, the vernacular that they use, if you've had conversations with them, you would know, you would be able to pick it up. So that doesn't really bode well for the governor on a couple of different fronts. He was smart. He addressed it and then just dismissed it. Because once you're outed, you know, once in a sense, once that happens, you just got to go in a different direction. Hey, okay, he screwed me up, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what, you know, that's all you can do at that point. Speaking of being screwed up, I don't think that at the tail end of last year, Muammar Gaddafi thought that he was going to be in trouble holding on to his power in Libya. But sure enough, it has been a very big struggle. And it's just a matter of time. The clock is tick, tick, ticking on a guy that I consider to be one of the biggest thugs that you can imagine on the list of bad guys across the world. He makes the list. He checks in at number 5 on my all-time list. So to pick him off doesn't hurt my feelings. To see him go down in Tripoli or see him flee, fine. honestly, for what happened years ago on that Pan Am flight where so many students were blown to bits and a lot of Americans lost their lives coming back for the holidays, flying out of the UK, still with no satisfaction, I think, as to Gaddafi being part of that riddle, this would be his comeuppance. It's that old expression, you know, be careful what you wish for. I don't know that he wished for this, but he's getting this. So Obama had a few things to say about Gaddafi, although he stopped short of backing the sanctions against the oil-producing North African country, which checks in at 17 on the OPEC list. But here's what the Prez had to say.
This change doesn't represent the work of the United States or any foreign power. It represents the aspirations of people who are seeking a better life. North and South, East and West, voices are being raised together to oppose suppression and support the rights of the Libyan people. The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous and it is unacceptable. We strongly condemn the use of violence in Libya.
Yep, strongly condemn, outrageous, pick out a few other words. But stopping short of saying anything about Gaddafi, just saying it's outrageous. What's happening is people are being evacuated to the island of Malta in the Mediterranean. So the government chartered a ferry, basically, and they say there are about several thousand Americans, because you forget about that. There are a lot of Americans, actually, in Libya, and they're holding dual citizenship in some cases. And then you've got however many, close to 700 or so, I'll just pick that number out. I've heard a few different in that ballpark, that are carrying U.S. passports only. And because of how high the seas were, they were afraid to get all those people on there and take them out. They want to make sure they're safe. So when the weather's okay, that's when they're saying they're ready to roll. They're ready to roll. Because the people are worried. They're worried. They're seeing what's happening in the streets. And they don't want to get caught up in the middle of this. As far as sanctions, there are sanctions and they're freezing Libyan assets, including Gaddafi's, because there you go again. You know what we say, follow the money. Follow the money. And that's something that, anyway, that's being considered by the U.S. It's not a done deal, but it's being considered. I think this goes back to once we get all the Americans out, then we'll be ready to lay the hammer down a little bit more. Because who knows how much money he can escape with? Who knows how much he has gotten? And the sanctions wouldn't have much impact overall. U.S. exports to Libya are about $665 million. That's what they were anyway, rather, in 2010. And the U.S. money, it wasn't like the amount of money that was given to Egypt. A little less than $1 million. Woo! Hoping to catch up with our pal, Harry Rinker, next here on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fills me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like
twice a month. Candy. We are so lucky to have my pal Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, join us on the show, because he really is the master. Whatever it is that you collect, something you're curious about, I'm telling you, it runs the gamut. Please feel free. Do it. Don't hesitate to give us a call at 800-259-5791 or send me a question through chat, because we've got the miracle of chat now. People can see me. I'm waving. And also the email way. You know how to do that, americatonight.net. And we're going to tell you how you can put a letter in the mailbag to Harry with a picture of your item. And what a great way to get his thoughts on what your stuff is worth. Harry, how have you been?
Hey, not bad. Kate, I'm calling you today from Germany.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were in Germany. How is Germany?
Well, I'm having a grand time over here. I made some friends when I was in college. My friend Hans Martin and I go back 51 years, and my friend Udo and I go back 40 years. I went back to graduate school. And it was time to just make a trip and come and visit friends as opposed to running around doing the touristy type thing. Although I have to tell you, it's been great. I got to visit the town of Bremen, which I've never been in before, and we spent a wonderful day there. And yesterday I got over to the Beethoven's birthplace house in Bonn, so that was kind of fun. But other than that, it's just been a good time with family. Unfortunately, the pants don't fit anymore.
The food. Yeah.
Well, between the food, the wine, and the beer, things have gotten a little out of hand. So, in a way, I need a vacation from the vacation next week.
I love that. What's your favorite dish, German dish?
Oh, I happen to like one of the pepper sauce dishes. I had a big pork piece last night with pepper sauce on it, which is fine with me.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's really good.
Well,
it depends.
Good.
You know, the thing about it is that there's so many regional cuisines within this country that it's there. I was up in when I was in Bremen, I was at a restaurant called Schroeder's, And there I had some kind of special dish, which was like a green, what they call grünkohl, which is translates out as green cabbage, but mashed up green cabbage, but with four different types of sausages on the top of it. So I had never tried that regional dish, and I must say that didn't make me any thinner either.
I love
that.
By
the way, changing the subject, though, briefly, they sold a factory mint unopened copy of the Beatles Butcher cover album the other day. And I know you always like to know about prices out there in the trenches. Heritage Galleries down in Texas sold at $26,000.
Wow, 26? That, do you think that's a pretty high number?
No, that's a record price for that album.
Wow, 26. See, people still have money out there, Harry.
This is of course been the big discussion over here, and it's becoming a big discussion. I know you talk a lot about it, and Germans are experiencing much the same situation as we are experiencing, where the upper part of our society is getting a greater and greater share of the income, and the bottom is just dropped. The difference between the top and the bottom is huge, and there's not a lot of middle, and that's happening here in Germany too.
Yeah. I got, because I told people you were coming on, and I got an email maybe about a week ago from a guy named Little Joey who said he apologized. He wasn't sure how he could call in because he was going on vacation or whatever, but he asked about, and I never even thought about this. I don't know if we've ever discussed this. He asked about model airplanes, and he has an extensive collection. Would it be worth anything?
Yeah, they can be, actually. We used to tell people that collecting model kits, and Aurora was one of the big names of model kits, but Revell did some and others. We used to tell them that the value was in the kit. That is, the first of all, model kit boxes, whether they're airplanes or cars, are very colorful. So the box is very important to the value. And then we used to say, well, unbuilt was the key. You found it inside with all the pieces, all the instructions, all the decals, and people collected kits. On the other hand, about 5-10 years ago, I picked up a thing that there were people collecting built models. Now, the key to this is they have to be well done. They can't be the kid with a tube of glue and just sticking the stuff together. But if the models are well built, that is to say that they were put together very carefully and the decals are properly applied, there is a market. It's very small. It's largely restricted to eBay and the Internet, but there is... in the old days, we used to tell people just to junk them, send them to the landfill. And we don't advise that anymore. But I don't think there's huge money in them. Now, on the other hand, there's what they call scratch-built models. These are models that are built from scratch rather than from kits. And some of those can do very, very well, actually.
All right, so that's great.
Yeah, now we're not talking, what are we talking about? We're talking about $5 to maybe $30 to $40 for really high-end stuff. But, so we're not talking big bucks here. When I was a kid, a long time ago, but it was very common in the 40s and early 50s to go in a kid's room and see model airplanes hanging from the ceiling, put together, suspended with a string, and the whole room would be filled with them.
Oh, absolutely. And I know people that even in their mid-30s that did the model airplane thing there and ships and everything else. And I guess Joey said his stuff was in pretty good shape. And you say $5 to $40, and he's cleaning out a room that his wife wants him to get rid of to part with some of his stuff. So that'd be nice if he got some cash for that.
Yeah, I mean, where I come from, 5 times 10 is $50, and 5 times 20 is $100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Harry, it's funny, I had, way too many books, and some of them really good books in mint condition, and I sold those, and I made some pretty good money.
Yeah, I think one of the things people don't understand, in fact, this is my big project. When I next talk to you, I'll be in Pennsylvania at the school, wrapping up the packing of the school, and I've got 35,000 things I got to get rid of, so it's terror time at the pits at the moment. I just wrote a column called The 7 Stages of Collecting Grief.
Really?
All the things that all the things a collector goes through when he has to get rid of stuff.
I bet it's tough. I've got something here from one of our chatters, and it's Princess Rosa, and what she said, it's kind of funny, but she has an interesting point. I think I used to have one of these, but she says she has an original Beatles Yellow Submarine sweatshirt from the 60s in excellent condition, size extra large.
Yes, and because of its size, that's a plus, actually. And that could be worth easily in the $75 to $100 range, if not more.
Ooh, okay. So
the thing about the Beatles is that of all the musical groups, and, you know, we used to talk about Elvis collectibles. Elvis collectibles are not anywhere near what they were today, what they were once worth. But the Beatles have sustained their collectability big time. It's really amazing, actually.
Yeah, and the fans, you know, there's stations, you know this, all over the place that have weekends devoted to the Beatles or
yep, absolutely.
Certain
still,
slots.
Still a hot topic. Actually, here in Germany, too.
Really? So the Beatles are still popular?
Oh, yeah, they love the Beatles over here.
Yeah, wow. I've got another one here from, this one's from Paul, and he asked about this a while ago, and I was remiss. The first time you were on and we were catching up, I didn't ask you about this. And he said, I'm sorry, I have just a generic question for Harry, Kate, but I collect ball caps, and I have probably, I'm not kidding, I probably have 2,000. I might just donate them to charity, but some of them are pretty cool, and I have all the pro teams that you can imagine, and they're in good condition.
Yeah, and probably donating them to charity is a good thing. You know, surprisingly enough, I've met people with huge cap collections, and unfortunately, there's been no price guide, there's been no books, there's been no checklist. I think they're... problem is that there's so many of them out there that nobody knows how to get a handle on them. Now, if I'm assuming most of his stuff is new. If
right.
he has ball caps predating 75, then I'd look at selling them up on the net.
Yeah, because somebody will want to get the team or the design.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
That makes sense. Harry, tell everybody how they can send their stuff to you
well,
in the mailbag.
We would like to get some letters in the American Tonight mailbag, and it's really simple. Just send your question to me, Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, please start your question. I listen to you on American Tonight, and give us the name of you, the station you're listening to, and that way I'll put it in the American Tonight mailbag so when I... Dr. Kate, on the second Tuesday of next week, we'll have your letter in the mailbag.
Awesome. Hey, have a great time in Germany. What's left of it? Next time we talk to you, you'll be at your schoolhouse getting rid of your stuff. We'll talk about that.
All right. You take care. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Harry. Remember, you can always hit us up, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Go to AmericaTonight.net.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing till you call a phone call. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel.
All right, the governor of Wisconsin is now a household name for a couple of different reasons. One, because of the explosion that's happened in the past week with all of the demonstrators, the union demonstrators who are part of the blowback on the collective bargaining agreements, part of the anti-union bill that sits in wait. The governor wants it done, wants this to be over with, so that he says, you know, hey, we got to save what's left in Wisconsin. Otherwise, we're going to end up dumping 6,000 jobs. You had the Democrats who bolted because they didn't want to, they wanted to be able to drag things out, and they didn't want to have to take any kind of a vote. They didn't want to be involved in that, so this was the way to do it. And there are people that are talking about, well, if you go, you know, AOL on your job, shouldn't they be punished? Are they getting paid to just go hang out somewhere else? At what point do they have to be reeled back in? And there's all kinds of questions about the manipulation that's going on. Now they've had to beef up security. So, of course, that means spending more money because of all the people that are on the Capitol. From one perspective, no matter where you fall on this, no matter where you, whether you think, oh, bust this union crap up, this is ridiculous, taxpayers are bearing the brunt of it, so welcome to our world. Or if you think this is ridiculous, how can you just throw the teachers out on the street this way? And they've got families, and how far along are they on the scale of their career, and to just toss them out, in other words, where already you've got to cut teachers and then to toss them out in a sense, because how are they going to make up the money that they have to make up that they normally count on from the union? You know, there's all shades of this. Now, there's flat-out anti-union people and flat-out pro-union people. We know this. We've been down this road many times, many, many, many times. Well, the governor was pranked. He was pranked. And, I started to think about prank calls and how many people have been the victim of a prank call. Where it's like your buddy trying to get your goat can be funny. But it could also be, sometimes they can be brutal, they can be nasty. In the case of the governor, it was exposing him. Let me just set this up for you. Governor gets on the phone. For 20 minutes, he's talking to who he thinks is somebody who's a big supporter and supposedly a friend, conservative billionaire David Koch. But it was actually the editor of an online newspaper that happened to be liberal, so anti-union. The conversation really turned toward ways that the governor was describing that he could use what they could do to pressure Democrats to come back to the state house, and also revealing that they wanted to plant some people in the pro-union protest crowds, because, 70 to 90,000 people, to stir trouble up, that they were thinking about doing it. The call comes in, his aides allow it, because he's pretty friendly with this billionaire and his brother, not thinking he's, look, this guy pours millions of dollars into conservative political causes, and it happened in Walker's campaign. But how does he get on the phone and talk to him for that long of a period and not realize he's really talking to a guy named Ian Murphy, who I'm sure he has never heard of, who in fact is in Buffalo, New York, and runs a little website called Buffalo Beast. Wow. So here is a few minutes of that. We want you to hear what that sounded like. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Scott Walker. Hey, David. I'm good. And yourself? We're actually hanging pretty tough. Amazingly, there's a much smaller group of protesters, almost all of whom are in from other states today. The state assembly is taking the bill up, getting it all the way to the last point it can be at where it's unamendable, but they're waiting to pass it till the Senate's in. But the Assembly Democrats have about 100 amendments they're going through. The state Senate still has the 14 members missing, but what they're doing today is bringing up all sorts of other non-fiscal items, many of which are things that members in the Democratic side care about. And each day we're going to ratchet it up a little bit. The Senate Majority Leader had a great plan he told them about this morning. He told the Senate Democrats about, and he's going to announce it later today, and that is the Senate Organization Committee is going to meet and pass a rule that says if you don't show up for two consecutive days on a session day in the state Senate, the Senate chief clerk, it's a little procedural thing here, but can actually have your payroll stop from being automatically deducted into your checking account. And instead, you still get a check, but the check has to be personally picked up, and he's instructing them, which we just loved, to lock them in their desk on the floor of the state Senate. There's one guy that's actually voted with me on a bunch of things I called on Saturday for about 45 minutes, mainly to tell him that while I appreciated his friendship and he worked with us on other things, tell him why I wasn't going to budge. Mainly because I thought he's about the only reasonable one over there. I figured if I talked to him, he'd go back to the rest of the gang and say, I've known Walker for 20 years. He's not budging. His name is Tim Cullen. In his case, I wouldn't call him, and I'll tell you why. He's pretty reasonable, but he's not one of us. So I would let him be. I think he is in a position where he can maybe motivate that caucus, but he's not an ally. He's just a guy. He was in the Senate years ago. He was actually the Senate Democrat leader back in the 80s, and Tommy Thompson hired him to be the head of Health and Human Services. He went into the private sector, made real money, and became a little more open-minded. And last fall, he got elected to the Senate seat he was in 25 years ago. And he's kind of one of these guys who he really doesn't care. He's not there for political reasons. He's just trying to get something done. So he's good to reach out to for me, but he's not a conservative. He's just a pragmatist. Well, I think in the end, a couple of things are: one, I think the paycheck will have an impact. Secondly, one of the things we're looking at next, we'll probably announce in the next day or two. We've been working with our Republican leaders in the legislature. We're still waiting on an opinion to see if the unions have been paying to put these guys up out of state. We think there's at a minimum an ethics code violation, if not an outright felony. Paying for the senators to be put up. I know they're paying for these guys to be in. People can pay protesters to come in. I mean, that's not an ethics code, but I mean, literally, if the unions are paying the 14 senators, if they're paying for their food, their lodging, anything like that, we believe at a minimum it's an ethics code violation, and it may very well be a felony misconduct in office because, see, technically, it's not just a political contribution. It is, if they're being paid to keep them from doing their job, we think that's there's legally an obstruction, not of justice, but an obstruction of their ability to do their job.
All right, so there you go. That's the governor and a little bit of that conversation. What's interesting is you hear he's doing most of the talking, and that was obviously going to be the setup because he didn't want to have to talk very much, so maybe he would recognize his voice. But still, and I know you couldn't really hear it so much, but you could tell, to me, I listen to the voice, he sounds like a kid. He sounds like a young guy. I don't know how somebody who spent that much money with the governor, yes, he has to shake a lot of hands and talk to a lot of people and all that stuff, but you would think that's the voice that he would recognize. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people don't recognize voices. I recognize voices almost immediately. If you were a great impersonator and you had somebody in my life down cold, you could get it. Of course, you could probably get it by me. But for the most part, I bet that wouldn't happen to me. Not with a recognizable voice that gets you to the phone. In this case, that's what I think is so crazy about the prank call. The fact that the governor didn't pick even right away, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Boom, he gets right into it, and then he just blurts out everything. He talks about that Tim Cullen guy and saying how, yeah, he made a bunch of a bunch of money in the private sector, comes back. And more importantly, he starts talking about, hey, we might be able to get they're calling them the Fabulous 14 on the Democratic side. The 14 senators who left, and he's saying, well, here's the thing, we might be able to get them because are the unions paying? Are the unions paying for their food and their lodging and all of that? And then he talked about the fact that they wouldn't get paid, you know. Basically, you got the gist of it. So what's the governor to do with his head in a vice on this prank call? The only thing he can do is just plead the fact that he had no clue, that he's not going to let it distract him. He's too busy. And, hey, he was duped. He was duped. Coming back on the flip side, remember, you can always send your thoughts to us. How many times do I say this? To AmericaTonight.net.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America and beyond. There's so many things that we can have these days. Text addiction. What are some of the other things? Well, there's a million addictions. Addiction to nicotine or booze or, you know, drugs, whatever. And then all these different things because of the internet that we've now picked up. The gaming disease, where somebody is neurotic about gaming and they just can't pull themselves away from even a Wii or whatever it is they have, the Game Boys, the whatever. People that are, they call the phones, you know, the Blackberries, Crackberries. I've got the iPhone, and when you're traveling around, you constantly are looking down, checking emails and whatever. And that's a way of life. That's what people are doing all over the world. It's bigger, badder, smaller, that kind of stuff. I even got something the other day called the Magic Genie. And the Magic Genie is for people that, you know, you can go to AmericaTonight.net and you can see the show. I'm going to hold it up. It's just tiny. It's, you know, boom, stick this in. It's just this little stick. You stick it in, much like you do when you're getting the computer files, maybe just a little bit bigger. when you're doing that, you know, you're getting files that way, you're downloading it, it's, and you're taking one of those little tiny databases, one of the sticks, a memory stick, and you've got all your stuff on there. So memory stick, pretty much the size of, you could fit it in the palm of your hand. This, just same thing, maybe even a little bit smaller. And you've got internet, you've got TV stations on, you could stream America Tonight on one of our fabulous affiliates, like in Lexington, Kentucky. You could go to Lexington and go to WVLK, and boom, there you would hear America Tonight really clean and crisp and all that sort of stuff, and many of the other affiliates. But you could be anywhere, and I could get my Philadelphia hometown station and listen to the Philadelphia Phillies. It's so interesting, so tiny. It's just amazing, the gadgets that we have. Okay, so having said that, now there's something new that you might get, and it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with technology. They're calling it in New York, and New York, especially Manhattan, is the biggest city in the United States, so it makes sense. The sidewalks are crowded with people, and especially at certain times of the day, because of the space. You know, you're building up. You have a tiny square miles, really, where you're going around certain blocks. So with the tourists who are taking pictures and others that are crawling along at a snail's pace, the occasional runner, somebody on a bicycle, and then people really bolting, because New Yorkers work it, and they walk fast for the most part. And you can always tell the tourists. So what's happened is now they say it is sidewalk rage. They're saying there's aggressive walkers in Midtown Manhattan, and it's bad. They will just smash right into you physically. They will bump right into you. And they're calling it a condition called intermittent explosive disorder. I don't think you have to live just in New York to have this. Anybody out there have intermittent explosive disorder? And what it is it really is that you are very aggressive, and you will just smash into anyone. I used to have a different name for it that I don't think I can say on the air. And I sometimes would see it with parents, usually women, but it could be a man too, where they had strollers, and they would ram the strollers into the back of your leg. Anybody have that happen to you? You're walking along, I don't care what your pace is, forget that whole thing, but you got somebody jamming a stroller, I mean, right into your ankle. Ooh! And I've seen people almost come to blows over that. I think, watch the kid! So they did a study, the New York City Department of City Planning, and the city was listed in New York as having the highest population density in the country, with 26,403 people per square mile. And this was 10 years ago when they did the study. And they say that the average speed of walkers in Lower Manhattan, ready for this? I love that they did this. 4.27 feet per second. Tourist, 3.79. Check this out, it gets better. Smokers, 4.17. Cell phone users, 4.20. Men, 4.42. I hope you're finding this interesting. 4.42 feet per second. And women, 4.1. You know what's going to have to happen? Because if it really gets out of control, they're going to have lanes. You know when you go to a track, or if you belong to a gym where they have a track, and they have the slow lane, almost like the HOV lane, walkers over there, joggers in the middle, runners on the end, because they want the lanes separated so there's no problem. You're just going to have to do that with the sidewalks. If you're pokey, you're all the way over here. We're just going to have to put a strip. Someone's going to have to pay for that. It is true. We're taking America Tonight to New York in June, and we did last year, and I've grew up there partially, and I've been there many, many times. And I think the people are actually rather nice. But there's no question, you can get run over. You can get run over if you're kind of dilly-dallying along in the wrong time of the day, and you're in the way of people who are jumping out of the subway, just living there, trying to get home, that kind of stuff. So now you know what it is. And if you have this happening in, let's say, Australia, China, think of it, some of the big cities in China. If you have this happening in, not Los Angeles, but maybe Boston, downtown Philadelphia can be that way. Chicago can be that way in some of the smaller areas in the city. San Francisco can be that way. But if you see someone doing it, now you know that it's sidewalk rage is what they're calling it. That's the terminology. That's the lingo. But the condition is intermittent explosive disorder. Love that. And by the way, we got this from New York. The CBS station there did a story on it, and somebody sent it to me. And I think there's links all over the place anyway because they just did it. What a clever thing to cover. I believe people can relate to that. But I just thought I'd give that to you. There's another disorder that you might have, even if you don't live in New York. All right, quickly, let's re-rack here because I don't want to ignore some of the top headers. And what are the headers? The headlines. Christchurch crumbles to the ground. Very sad to see those photos. New Zealand has a curfew going on. 80% of the city doesn't have water. You have over 75 people dead. They're looking for, you know, close to 300 people still. They're being honest about it and combing the area. And now it's more about, really, it's not about rescue. It's more about recovery, although the hopes are still high. You never know. Some of the buildings were flattened, but there may be an air pocket or two where somebody's surviving. Let's hope that they're able to get to them. Libya is a mess. I mean, a complete mess. Muammar Gaddafi swears that he's going to dig in, stay in, and he's not going to leave. The U.S. is considering sanctions and freezing whatever assets he might have. The U.S. doesn't really give that much money to Libya compared to an Egypt, let's say, which the money train was pretty big. The loot that they were getting was pretty big. Sadly, though, they don't know what the handle is on the death toll there, but there are a lot of people that have lost their life this time around in Libya. Does it get as high as Egypt and go beyond the 3, 4, whatever? Could be. Could be that ultimately that's what happens. If you're noticing and you're pulling up to fill up your car, you might be paying more at the pump. Oil is at 100 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Wow. So oil has climbed up steadily for 6 days. And it's the worries over what's going to happen to the oil supply. So that's why it keeps going up. People with oil stocks might be happy about it. People who have to fill up their car are not happy with this. And ultimately, what does it hit? Brent crude out of the UK is thinking maybe as high as 113 a barrel. Could be that high when they're looking at futures there. Wow. Whole lot of money, huh?